Welcome back to Mythology Podcast. It's your host, Elijah Mashgod. Today's myth is a story from a newly discovered island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. This is a creation myth, and it starts with two brothers who inhabited this expanse. The two brothers were all powerful. The eldest of the two, Enor, loved his life. He loved that there was nothing that he had to do, and he loved just simply existing. He didn't want anything to change. However, the younger brother, Levenor, was a creator. He loved to dream about what he would make out of the expanse, but he was never able to do anything because his brother was bigger and stronger and would always stifle his plans to create. However, one day, while Levenor was dreaming and thinking of all of his ideas, he got an idea that would allow him to create. So he made a potion that would make Enor fall into a deep sleep. He snuck this potion into Enor's drink and waited for it to take effect. Once it did, he got to work. He carved out a large celestial body and called it the moon. And out of the expanse, he also carved the earth and painted it shades of green and blue. The green he called trees, and he gave them life and allowed them to grow. The blue he called the ocean. He made fish to swim in this. And knowing that his brother would wake soon, he didn't make any more creatures other than some creatures that he would use eventually to help fight against Enor. He made a three-headed beast that would breathe fire, and the other beast he made strong enough to move mountains. He knew that these creatures would be able to subdue his brother permanently. Levenor wanted to create more, but he knew that when his brother woke up, he may cause lots of damage to what was created. So he decided to wait until his brother was subdued before he continued his creation. Many years later, Enor woke up and saw what his brother had done. He was furious. He immediately went after his brother, but when he found his brother, he realized that Levenor was not alone. The creatures were with him, and he could tell they were very strong. The strongest of his creation tied up Enor and kept him from moving. Then the fire-breathing creatures set Enor on fire, which would burn indefinitely. He would never be able to cause harm again. Levenor then used him as a light. He called him the sun. Once Enor was permanently subdued, Levenor continued his creation. He made birds that flew and bugs to crawl on the ground, and animals that walked on all four. He loved his creation, but felt like something was missing. He wanted companionship. He longed for someone who would enjoy his creation as much as he did. He worked tirelessly for 12 days and created the first version of humans. The first humans, however, were much too powerful and conspired to overthrow Levenor. So the younger brother sent his minions to destroy them. This broke his heart, but it had to be done. He hated to destroy what he had created, but he was afraid that they would destroy him. He then created the second version of humans, but they didn't enjoy Levenor's creation because they feared him. They had heard of what he did to the other humans, so they did not trust him. His heart was saddened by this, so he came down and asked them what he could do to gain their trust. They told him that the only thing they could do to gain their trust would be to destroy his creations that were so powerful and that he used to destroy the previous humans. With a sense of glee that he may be able to gain their trust, he did it in a heartbeat. He took his fire-breathing creations and turned them into volcanoes and scattered them across the earth. And then he took the strongest of his creations and put them underground, which caused earthquakes, but they were unable to harm the humans. The humans appreciated what the younger brother did for them, so they worshipped him and took pleasure in all that he created. As a token of his gratitude, Levenor gave the humans a sense of companionship among themselves in the form of soulmates. He gave them the ability to reproduce, and the humans were eternally grateful. And that is the end of our creation myth. This story highlights the importance of companionship and the ability to adapt. It shows that often creativity trumps raw strength. The people on this island who created this myth live by this, and you see it in their architecture and their paintings. The best painters on the island are held in the highest regards, like the architects. They value creativity and all things ingenuitive, and because of this, they have been able to prosper for many years.